Working in school from home brings an odd situation to mind. How do you play hooky and escape from work or school to home or outside when you're already home and outside is closed? The value and benefit of playing hooky or ditching is not the physical act of leaving and not being there. It's the mental act of escaping in the moment. So close your eyes, take a slow breath in, hold it, and slowly blow out the air. As you take your next regular breath, let the clean air coming in build your escape for the day. Plan how you want to ditch for the moment. Visit the moment. Spend the day. In your mind, time is not linear, so you could go anywhere and do anything that you have in the past. With your feet firmly on the ground, wiggle your toes, and see yourself leaving where you are and heading to your destination for the day. Smell the clean air. Feel the warm sun. Taste the freedom of being out for the day. Travel to your spot at the ballpark, the zoo, the store, the park with your pets, the garden at harvest time, the restaurant, the hotel where you meet your friend or friends, anywhere you choose. Now picture getting to this destination spot. Take in a breath and feel the freedom, the energy from the surroundings, the taste in your mouth from the wetness of the anticipation of the moment, the chills in your nerves from relaxation of leaving the real world behind for a few moments for just selfish enjoyment of this precious time. No guilt, just joy, happiness, and absorption of all the things in the picture. Now, take another breath in and feel the transcendence of your being. No psychedelics or drugs, just the clean air and your mind. You're now everywhere in the moments of your escape. Focus on your senses. The smells, the taste, the sight, the sounds, the energy from the people who are with you and filling the space around you. Now, take another breath and embed the whole moment in your body by mixing up the senses. Taste the colors, smell the sounds, hear the textures, feel the brightness, and see the details on everything. Fill the sense memory as fast as you can, taking a full sensory image of the surrounding. This is your freedom. This is your escape. This is your moment. Now, you need to head back. Wiggle your toes and solidify the escape. Then relax your feet. Take a breath and picture yourself back in your chair. Your escape is done. You're refreshed, revitalized, and without any consequence for the escape. Now take a breath and let it out slowly. As you do, open your eyes. You're back in the real world on real time. But remember, this escape can be found anytime, and it can last as long as you need it. To increase the length of your moments, go through and replay more details and more senses. To shorten it, skip over some of them. It's your moment, and it'll always be there for you.